Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week, and in the fifth Aliyah of Parashat Vayeshev, we have six psukim. In this Aliyah, we return to the story of Yosef. He was serving in the home of Potiphar, and in this Aliyah, we hear that Hashem was with Yosef. Yosef succeeded in everything that he did. Potiphar noticed that, and he places Yosef in charge of his own, of Potiphar's entire household and all of his belongings. When the Torah tells us about Yosef's success, we hear in Perek Lamed Tet Pasuk Bet, Vayehi Hashem et Yosef, Vayehi Ish Matzliach, Vayehi Beveit Adonav Hamitzri. Says the Torah that Hashem was with Yosef, and Yosef was very, very successful, and he was in the home of his master, the Egyptian master. And one has to ask a very simple question on this Pasuk. The word Vayehi appears three times. It seems like there is an extra placement of the word Vayehi. Vayehi Hashem et Yosef. That makes sense. Hashem was with Yosef. But then the Torah should have said, Vayehi Ish Matzliach Beveit Adonav HaMitzri. He was a successful person in the home of his master, the Egyptian master. Why does it say Vayehi Ish Matzliach Vayehi Beveit Adonav HaMitzri? Why is that extra Vayehi? A beautiful answer is found in the Sefer called Likutei Torah. It's written by Rev Mordechai of Chernobyl. He's known as the Magid of Chernobyl. He died in 1837. He was the second Rebbe of the Chernobyler Hasidic dynasty. Rev Mordechai of Chernobyl says the following in his Sefer Likutei Torah. It's a theme that we've heard many times, I think, in our FMTs over the weeks and months. Says Rav Mordechai of Chernobyl, every single person is challenged by the various circumstances that Hashem gives them. Some people are challenged by, God forbid, poverty, and some people are challenged by wealth. So, for example, you can have somebody who is very, very poor and serves Hashem beautifully and sincerely, and yet when success comes her way and they become very, very wealthy, chas v'shalom, it's possible that they can forget God and say, oh, I don't need God anymore. Now I'm okay. And God forbid, the opposite. A person who is, let's say, very, very wealthy and serves God, gives tzedakah, and buys a beautiful esrog, and buys and gives tzedakah beautiful. However, God forbid, if they become very impoverished, chas v'shalom, they can forget God and say, God forgot me, I'm going to forget God. And of course, both of these are bad. Whatever Hashem sends us, we have to serve Hashem with whatever He gives us. We believe from the bottom of our heart that we are given everything we need to serve God. And if that means, God forbid, someone who has little money, someone has a lot of money, someone has a lot of gifts, someone has seemingly few gifts, no matter what it is, we know we can serve God in whatever circumstances He places us in. And says Rav Mordechai of Chernobyl, Yosef exemplified serving God in whatever conditions he was placed. So says the Torah, Vayehi Hashem et Yosef. Hashem was with Yosef, whether it was Vayehi Ish Matzliach, whether he was a successful person, whether he was given all the material blessings that someone like Yosef can receive, but also in Vayehi Beveit Adonav HaMitzri, even when he was found in Beveit Adonav, even when he was a slave, regardless of how he viewed himself, whether he viewed himself and saw himself as extremely wealthy, Vayehi Hashem et Yosef, and whether he saw himself very poor and subservient to somebody else, it didn't matter, Vayehi Hashem et Yosef. No matter what, he received whatever he took, he accepted whatever Hashem gave him with love, and his heart was always completely faithful to Hashem. Amir Hashem, we should follow in Yosef's footsteps. Have an amazing day, everyone.